Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. It's Halloween weekend, so we figured there was no better time to look back at the Hall of Fame career of Bewitch, a champion filly campaigned by the legendary Calumet Farm in the post-World War II era. Foaled in 1945 in Kentucky as a homebred for Calumet, Bewitch made her career debut as a juvenile in April of 1947 at Keeneland, literally next door to where she was born. The result was a stakes victory in track record time, and she used the win as a springboard to capturing the debutante at Churchill Downs during Kentucky Derby week. In all, Bewitch would win 8 of 10 starts as a 2-year-old, with her most notable triumph coming against males in the Washington Park Futurity in Chicago. Racing before a crowd of 29,000, Bewitch broke the stakes record under jockey Doug Dodson that day, beating, among others, her stablemate and future Triple Crown winner, Citation. Finishing the 1947 racing season with $213,000 in earnings, Bewitch ranked as the second richest juvenile in the sport's history. Triangle Racing Publications named her the nation's champion 2-year-old filly, as did Turf and Sport Digest. She even received 4 votes in the ladder poll for Horse of the Year. An ankle injury at the end of the season, coupled with sore shins early in her 3-year-old campaign, meant that Bewitch would be raced sparingly in 1948. Still, she won the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland as the 1-5 favorite, and she captured the Modesty Handicap at Arlington Park before a crowd of 25,000. Far from dazzling with her looks, Bewitch was described by many observers as short and chunky. But trainer Ben Jones said of the dark brown filly that the key to her success was the fact she never made a mistake. Jockey Doug Dodson agreed, saying that she had perfect manners, no mean streak, and was easy to handle. Such was the respect for Bewitch that she was the only filly allowed to share top billing with Calumet's other 2 superstars at the time. She was the letter B in what the press called Calumet's ABC trio, with the others being Armed and Citation. The former ranked as the richest gelding in the sport's history, while the latter was the Triple Crown hero of 1948. And the fact she had beaten Citation gave her a celebrity status all her own. In January of 1949, for example, Hialeah Racetrack ran ads in the Miami Herald with the filly's picture, graced with the statement, "Come to Hialeah this winter and see the filly who beat Citation." As it happened, Bewitch would not need to rest on her laurels from 2 years earlier. Instead, the 1949 season would see her put together some impressive performances, which would lead to another championship title. For example, there was a track record at Churchill Downs, beating males and covering 6 furlongs in 1 minute 10 and 2/5 seconds to break a record which had stood for 13 years. And on August 31st, 1949, Bewitch won the Beverly Handicap at Washington Park in Chicago as the even money favorite, covering the 1 mile distance in 1 minute 34 and 2/5 seconds for the fastest mile by a filly or mare in North American history. She carried 125 pounds that day, while the runner-up carried 104. At the end of the year, Turf riders voted Bewitch the best handicap mare in the United States for 1949. Still, the performance which most Turf riders would call the greatest of her career was yet to come. The date was March 2nd, 1950, and the site was Hialeah Racetrack in Miami. The event was a handicap test for fillies and mares, and Bewitch would be conceding as much as 26 pounds to her rivals. The distance was 1 1/8. The public sent her to the post as the 3-5 favorite, and Bewitch justified their confidence with a win by 7 lengths in 1 minute 48 seconds flat, just missing the world record by 2/5 of a second and establishing a North American record for a filly or mare at the 9 furlong distance. And still, Bewitch had one more record-setting performance to go. And it would happen the following year, on July 14, 1951, at Hollywood Park. The race was the $100,000 Hollywood Gold Cup. Stablemate Citation would win the race and become the first North American thoroughbred in history to reach $1 million in career earnings. And finishing runner-up was Bewitch, who with that effort would surpass Gallarette as the richest filly or mare of all time with $462,000 in lifetime earnings. Bewitch would be retired from racing 7 weeks later and would head to Lexington for life as a broodmare at Calumet Farm. She only had 1 foal, however, before her death in 1959. but Witch won a total of 15 stakes races, set North American records for her sex at two distances, and tied or broke track records at still two other distances. She won races from 4 to 9 furlongs, and she reigned for 11 years as the richest filly or mare in North American history. She was inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in 1977. And so, on this Halloween weekend, we remember Bewitch, a champion distaffer who is worthy of being remembered no matter what the time of year. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.